Dirk, you created productive sleep. Why and what's the benefits of that?
Sleep is actually not just your brain shuts off. Your brain is actually very active throughout all the stages of sleep. And there's different things that happen during sleep. One of them is memory consolidation. Others is problem solving. You've heard the old phrase, well, I'll sleep on that problem.
Right.
And the next day when you wake up, you got a solution to it. Well, this involves neurotransmitters, and it involves your brain being active during sleep. Sleep is a very active process, and that's why if you disturb sleep, you end up with all sorts of problems. So one of the first one being loss of memory. For example, if you have there's a very simple experiment that's done with mice. You have something like a flower pot. You put it in an aquarium. You fill it up with water to just below the top of the flower pot. You put a mouse on top of the flower pot. The flower pot's small enough so that the mouse isn't going to fall off and drown. But if it falls asleep, its tail falls into the water, and that wakes the mouse up.
Okay.
And you do that for even one night, and the memory starts going to heck.
No kidding.
It happens that fast.
So you created this, and what does that do?
Well, the productive sleep contains a bunch of nutrients in there that help you sleep productively, so it'll help you solve problems during your sleep. It'll help you get sounder sleep. It'll help you get through the different stages of sleep, because there's multiple stages of sleep, and they have to be sequenced properly. And this helps with all of the above. And so you wake up in the morning, if you take productive sleep before you go to bed at night, you get a better night's sleep and a more productive night's sleep in terms of consolidating those memories and solving those problems.
Let me add that there's no melatonin in it, because a lot of people around the country that think that they need help with their sleep are using melatonin or 5-HTP, and there's reasons why those two ingredients aren't in there, and I think Dirk can explain it.
Yeah, the reason is very simple. Both of those are good products, and they will help you get to sleep. However, we wanted the productive sleep to be useful for people who take short naps during the day. We didn't want it to have sedative effects. You take melatonin, you take 5-HTP, it has sedative effects. If you were to take that for a brief afternoon nap, you would wake up groggy if you took 5-HTP or melatonin before a 20-minute afternoon nap. But you can take a spoonful of the productive sleep, mix it in a glass of water, drink it down, knock off for 20 minutes, wake up feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, because it has no sedative effects.
So if you want productive sleep, now you know what to take.